Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Welcome to this very special episode of the Square Ball Podcast. Dan and Michael with you, along with Skylights, and we're doing you one at a time. Square Ball interrogates Skylights. So, number one then, identify yourself, Skylight. Name and role in the band.
Rob Scarisbrick, superstar frontman.
My name's Turnbull. My mum and dad didn't like me very much, and I play guitar.
My name's Johnny Scarisbrick, and the role is bass player. Sometimes backing vocals.
First things first, album is out now.
Yep.
Which is very, very good. What you are.
Yep.
On streaming platforms, record shops, you can get physical copies of it, all that.
Spotify, Apple, yep, everywhere.
Live dates as well. We'll do the big plugs at the start. So we've got Dublin this weekend, then it's the big one in Leeds, followed by Edinburgh, Aberdeen and Bridge Spa supporting the enemy. Leeds, Saturday the 9th of July, it's the O2 Academy. Big gig, it's going to be good. Limited number of tickets available.
Yeah, we're not doing too bad with it, but it's a big venue, so could still do with some more. We're doing our best. Turnbull's doing his best plugging it. So I apologise if he's spamming your social media. It's not like him.
Honestly, I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
What's it going to be like from your point of view?
It's a dream come true, to be honest.
Evening of entertainment, after party, gotta go along.
Honestly, we're going to take the roof off, so get your tickets now.
Let's get into the important questions then first. A few quick fire ones just to get you going.
Okay.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Why?
Just to wake me up. I don't like it particularly, but it wakes me up.
Milk and sugar?
No, black.
Oh, that's a toughie. Coffee. I find tea refreshing, but coffee sends me wild.
Coffee. I feel like it's been a dark secret I've hidden from this podcast, but tea's horrible.
I don't like tea, but
I've tried it loads. Coffee. I've tried it several times. It's shit.
I'm not into it.
Don't taste of anything.
Tastes like mucky water, doesn't it?
It does. It's horrible.
Cats or dogs?
I like both. Cats.
Why?
Cheekier.
Neither. Not an animal man. Dogs annoy me because I don't like the, excrement around the street.
are you one of those moaning on the Facebook groups about it?
I'm about maybe a year off doing that, I reckon. The older I get, the more it annoys me. So I'm pretty close to that.
Dogs, don't know, I said cats then.
Oh, there's another dark secret there. If you could have a superpower, flight or invisibility?
Invisibility.
I'd go for that as well. So my choice.
So you can stalk people.
Sneaky.
Probably, yeah.
Definitely flight. Don't feel like I want to spy on people enough to be invisible. I find that weird even thinking about it now.
Funny that, because Michael said invisibility for that very reason.
For being sneaky.
I just know that I'd end up doing something I didn't want to do just because I was so interested in it, and then it'd freak me out and I'd never be the same again. Whereas if you can fly, you'd be okay. Do you know what I mean? You just fly about and have fun.
Flight. I used to have dreams of flying. I don't know why, but
I did.
Lucid dreaming.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I used to dream that I would stand at the top of my stairs, don't do this at home, kids, and then just like fall forward, and then I'd fly down the stairs and out the back door.
How old were you when you were having these dreams? Was it during a more experimental time?
Over 18, obviously. Yeah, because invisibility, a bit sneaky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're listening, Michael. Favourite track on the album?
Enemies. It's just in your face, and I like the rocking stuff rather than the quieter acoustic kind of things.
I find it hard to say because they're our own. I feel a bit embarrassed to say a favourite, but I'd say the one I'm most proud of probably Driving Me Away. Because it's the first song I wrote for the album, and it's before Skaz was in the band, so I'd call it my own.
Nothing left to say, I think.
What is it about that song that ticks the box for you?
My backing vocals. Enjoy playing bass, and it's nice, easy, fun song to play, really.
Is it a cheat having four strings rather than six?
Technically, they say it's harder to master bass than it is to play guitar. I can't master either, so four strings is easier for me.
First Leeds match?
Youth Cup final.
92, I think it was at Ellen Road against Man United.
So, so it would have been the season after the title win.
Jamie Forrester and all that, wasn't
it? Yeah, Noel Whelan.
Noel Whelan.
Yeah.
What about first team game?
It was the following season. I got a season ticket. I was in the family stand. It had just opened. And I think Gary Kelly just broke into the team as well.
Did you imagine you'd be mates with him at that point?
No, no. No. No.
It was Stuttgart. I think it was 1992. My dad got some free tickets for work and I was 9 years old. And he was cracking.
Talking about the home leg, I guess.
Yes.
Not the away one.
No, no. I think it was 4-1, was it? I mean, I don't remember. I don't remember what happened yesterday, but I remember that. And that was a few years ago. So just unbelievable memories. And thanks to Terry's Chocolate Factory for giving me dad a ticket, because he won't be buying one. Because I know what he's like.
The York Mafia, as they know.
Probably same as my brother. 1993, FA Youth Cup Final. Leeds Man United, 3-0. Forrester overhead kick.
What can you remember from that night? And how old were you then?
1993, so I was born in December 84, 9, is it?
Yeah, somewhere in that ballpark, yeah.
I think it was Terracing in the East Stands.
They hadn't quite finished it, had they?
Yeah, there was that, and then the overhead kick from Jimmy Forrester. That's pretty much it.
Who is the best at football in the band?
Me.
Why?
I just played regular from the age of 9 till about 30, until I got sciatic and was crippled.
It's always an injury that rules you out of being a professional, isn't it? I can feel it.
I broke my leg as well playing football. Broke my ankle. I was all right, but I was just hung over half the time, which didn't help. So
proper Sunday league vibes.
Yeah, but it was a good laugh. Enjoyed it.
So how'd you rate the talents of the other lads in the band then at football compared to you?
Johnny was good. Turnbull held hands with someone in the wall once, and that didn't go down well. It's quite a hard team, and they're just like, "Who have you brought down here?" True story. That
Johnny is a big, tough defender that always wins the ball, and he got man at match all the time for this pub team. But Skaz would say he was the best because he thinks he's quite silky. But
what's the truth?
It's a tough one between them, to be honest. Skaz was silky and pretty good on the wing, but he had very little tactical awareness. Wow, I feel like you're opening a can up here.
How would you describe your own footballing talents?
My footballing talent, I played for about 15 years every day and I never got any better. The worst thing was I was too nervous going on the pitch. Like I got picked from his school team, but I was terrified. You'd have thought I was walking out at Wembley or Ellen Road, and I just didn't want the ball. I was like, don't give me the ball. And when I got the ball, I panicked. But when I was in the park, I wasn't too bad.
I can sympathise there. I always felt I should have been better. I was like, I'm doing this every day. Why am I not improving? It's not fair, is it?
Yeah. Now, when I'm having a kickabout with kids, I feel pretty good because I can kick the ball in the air and he can't. But then again, he's only 10. So there you go.
It's like Michael. Was it Michael Owen scoring all those goals past that child keeper?
Oh, he loved it, didn't he?
Rob, Skaz.
How'd you rate your own skills?
I can't kick a ball anymore. I've done my knee.
We've had tales of injuries.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From all of you.
Yeah, double cruise ship, same knee.
Lost your pace.
Lost everything. Didn't have a lot to start with. So.
What's the most embarrassing record you've got in your collection?
Or something you stream on a semi-regular basis.
Bon Jovi, I'll Be There.
Is that the big power ballad, is it?
They're all power ballads of Bon Jovi. He's always dying for someone or willing to like throw himself in front of something for someone.
I'm pretty sure I've got Kylie Minogue's first album on vinyl, which is a bit of a rarity these days.
I did have New Kids on the Block on tape at one point, but I think it's... I've never bought it again, put it that way.
God, there's so many. Oh, I don't really want to say it. I can't remember what song it is, but there's a Saturday song that's really well written. Can't remember what it's called, but I put it on all the time.
Is it Saturday Night by Wigfield?
No, it's by The Saturdays.
Oh, The Saturdays.
What's it go like? I don't want to sing it because I can't sing. Oh, it's called Higher. I really like the way it's written because it really builds up. It builds up. And that's definitely my most embarrassing song.
You can appreciate it from a musical standpoint.
Yeah, and obviously a band's always got to look good, and they do.
What's your excuse?
Well, we're just old men that are just coming out of retirement just to have another go. And luckily now, with it being 2022, there's a lot of good filters on the phone. So you see me now and I look dreadful, but I get rid of all these eye bags on photos. So.
I listen to All Saints, Pure Shores.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good pop song.
Does it take you back to a particular time in your life?
I don't think it does, really. It's a good tune. I used to like Wet, Wet, Wet when I was a kid, but... We've got to go there.
Favourite Leeds shirt?
Packan and Bell, the blue one.
The Lazio.
Turquoise.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lazio one.
Was that like the first one that you owned?
My dad had it, but I used to nick it all the time. Long sleeved one. first one he owned was the Topman shirt.
I've got the Lazio one with Kewell on, so it's a wardrobe only item. Is that it can never be worn.
Shirt though, that
sadly.
Shirt.
It's because we were hitting the Champions League as well. It felt like
it was good times, wasn't it? Good young side coming through and stuff. And just everything associated with those shirts was class.
To be honest with you, I put the one from 2002 on to wear today, and my wife was like, "You look like a tourist on a dodgy beach somewhere." I'm like, "What do you mean?" She says, "Well, the shirt's knackered." I'm like, "Well, it's old. I'm sure the lads will be impressed." But she was like, "No, don't wear it." So that was kind of my favourite, because I actually wore it on my 19th birthday to a show we did in York. And I've still got the videos of it. It's the Strongbow long sleeve one. Mm. That's probably my favourite, but I thought I'd put this one on because it's in better condition.
Is it 2001, the yellow away kit, Nike, Europe one?
What was the last one that you bought?
The last one I bought was the 2010 promotion season from League One.
The really plain white one with the round collar. Yeah. That was a nice kit, that.
The one I never actually wore it. It was just bought it. But the last one I bought and actually wore was the White and McKay, remember the navy blue with the white thin white stripes?
Oh, we always get relegated.
Sean Regan.
Yeah, we get relegated pinstripes, don't we?
Mm, it was shit, that shirt as well. It always peeled off.
Yeah.
You always used to see people at the ground with it like half hanging off.
Like my Strongbow, still intact after all these years, but I remember that White and McKay, it felt like a real step down, did that sponsor.
Mm. That was the start of it all, wasn't it?
Out of the band, who's the least likely to offer to get around in?
Me. I never have no money.
You were saying you're a rock and roll front man, though.
I am, but I just never have no money.
What are you doing with all your money?
Gambling it away or doing some I shouldn't.
Probably me. No, actually, Skaz. But he's been quite good lately. The thing about it is, Johnny, our bass player, he always gets the beers in. I don't want him to hear this. He might think twice. So we went to a show the other week to see the music at Temple Newsom, and he spent about 200 quid on beer. Every time it was someone's round, he just went to the bar, and I'm like, oh, I should really offer. I'm like, I should, but no, I'm skint. So it's a toss-up, really, between me and Skaz, I think. I'd like to think I'm generous, but I'm not, and Skaz has got a little bit better, so that's that one.
It's tough on this, because we all like to chip in, to be fair. Probably my brother, so he just, I don't know, probably drinks too much and forgets.
He reckons he's the most skint out of the band.
Oh, I've heard that a lot. Trust me, yeah.
Describe the album in three words.
Very, very good.
What you wear. The only reason I say that is because I really like that name, because when you're listening to an album like 10 years after you've heard it, you don't think of the artist or the songs, you think about what you were doing at the time. So that's why I like the title, What You Are, because an album, if you listen to it enough, it turns into what you were doing at the time you were listening to it.
Who came up with the name?
Well, that's a tough one, because Johnny thinks it was him, and Skaz actually came up with the What You Are song. So I don't know who came up with it, but I came up with the final decision, so we'll go with me.
15 years pain.
Does that tell the story of the band, you think?
Yeah, I think so. Well, same way, that's probably a good thing, because it's our heart and soul and literally blood, sweat and tears that have gone into it.
Favourite Leeds player?
McAllister or Boyer.
They were brilliant, both of them, weren't they?
Yeah.
I find it hard to pick out a favourite player from that team. It was Dorigo for me, though, I think. I just loved him at left back, but they were both brilliant, talented players.
Could pick anyone from that side, couldn't you?
Different sides, I should stress, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And the Bowie side as well, that Smith. I used to love Smith and Bridges. And
what was it about Bowie that was like that was good? It was just non-stop, wasn't he?
Just an engine. He was just tenacious, and he had all the court stuff going on. And it didn't seem to faze him. We're playing in Europe, and he was getting taxis back to the games and stuff, and the crowd would get behind him, and he's just unbelievable, just a brilliant player, very underrated, I thought.
And no underwear as well, of course. We learned that about him during the course of that trial.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Probably David Batty. It does help that he was English, and he's just such a down-to-earth guy, and apparently he likes motorbikes more than football, so it just shows you, if he actually liked football, he could have been even better.
I thought about this quite a lot. I'm going to say Becchio, Luciano Becchio. The period that I've seen Leeds most was 2007, season ticket, so it's about 2015 when my first son was born. And I was trying to think of the best times, and all I can think of is Becchio and the songs he's singing, the Cost Less Than Berbatov song. For me, it's got to be Becchio, yeah.
I think as well, for League One, to have an Argentinian seemed incredibly glamorous, even though he was actually quite an English centre-forward in his majority of what he did. He just sort of won headers and stuck it in from 6 yards, didn't he? But yeah, it was exotic in his own way. He had long hair, for God's sake, in League One.
Laziest member of the band...
Johnny.
What does Johnny do or not do?
That's the problem, he doesn't do much. He's a sloth. His timekeeping's atrocious as well. He sets off at the time he needs to be there.
Right.
Sounds a lot like you, Dan, I've got to say.
No. I'm just efficient with my time, and that doesn't make me lazy.
Without a doubt, Johnny. But I don't think he's lazy. I just think he's the way he is.
You're going to have to expand.
Oh, please don't. Well, I think some people, I am like super hyperactive, like borderline behavioural problems. I always have been. So when I get something between my teeth, it's like, that's going to be done. And it's going to be done like this. I don't care who it is. I'll tweet the Queen if I have to. Whereas Johnny is like, oh, I'm not going to share it to my friends on Facebook because I don't want to upset them. Right. And it's like, mate, are you joking? So get it shared now. So I have to literally force him just to share it on his own personal pages. Whereas I'd just tweet anyone. Different mindsets in it. Do you know what I mean? I can't call him lazy.
Chuck him under the bus. Go on.
I can't chuck him under the bus because he's a great lad. He's different mindset to me. We're probably opposites. Even though we're best pals, we're opposites when it comes to promotion. And our drummer he's very, very quiet and he didn't say anything. So he's hopeless with PR. It's really all down to me and Rob, to be honest.
Probably my brother, Rob. Because he's, I don't know, we turn up to band practice and I'm lugging out massive cams, bass cams, two bass cams. Drummer's unloading his full kit. He brings in a couple of tins of lager and his tambourine. He's complaining he's lost his tambourine. So, definitely.
Tambourine's not, it's not really instrument, is it?
Not really, no.
It's an ornament.
Yep.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When was the last time that you cried following Leeds United?
I think when we stayed up. Yeah. I'd written them off. I genuinely thought they were going to go down and to produce that performance and a bit of luck with Newcastle as well. Yeah, I was shocked. Very drunk and very emotional. Yeah. Brilliant.
I always had a quiet inkling we might do it, but obviously you didn't.
I didn't. I thought we'd gone. I really did. I thought, weirdly, because I know of pessimism, but I thought we'd stay up all season until it got towards the end and I was like, nah, fucked it.
Yeah, our results were going against us and things and I just generally thought they were going to go down. And
Where do you watch it?
My friend's house. He's built a man cave at the bottom of the garden and we had a barbecue there and all the kids were relegated to upside and we were in there. So we had a right good jolly up.
Tears of joy that we stayed up, you know, because I was with my son as well, so it was a special moment. Because I was fearing the worst, to be honest, coming into the last game of the season. So it was a great moment, especially to spend it with my son because it's been a tough year.
How old is he?
He's 10. Biggest Leeds fan. Honestly, he loves Leeds. And unfortunately, his cousin's a Scum fan. So, and he goes to school with him and he's our next door neighbour. And they have such a rivalry. And it drives my wife mad. But I'm like, hey, it's bad. Growing up, do you know what I mean?
Getting things wrong, making mistakes.
Better being a lad, because my brother-in-law is a big Scum fan. It's just like, it's embarrassing really, but there we go.
My stepbrother, also a Scum fan, not allowed in my dad's house with his Man United shirt on.
And that's how it should be.
Promotion, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, it's mine too. Staying up didn't quite do it for me, but promotion did.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Seeing, you know, the video of Bielsa hugging Phillips. In the East End at the top.
Killed me. Where did you watch the promotion then? Because we all obviously had to watch at distance, didn't we, at that time?
It was in a pub, a place called the Green Tree in Acombe. A few Leeds fans, a few the Chelsea fan that comes down with us sometimes, yeah.
Send him to Stamford Bridge, that's just up the road, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think he comes to watch his Chelsea at Leeds. So he's hoping we stayed up.
I think we'll have to be careful with this question, but what's the most rock and roll thing you've done that you can tell us about?
I'm struggling. on air. Generally, yeah. So we try and play it down to Victor. We don't think we're rock and roll stars. We have a laugh amongst ourselves, but...
Just lads being lads.
Yeah, there's stuff we mentioned earlier on we can't really...
Best place to leave it.
Yeah.
Genuinely, Rob and Johnny are just the biggest lunatics you'd ever meet, and they have the best stories ever. I'm trying to think of something I can say. I mean, I know one my wife's really proud of. She's really proud of this because we just started dating and we played a festival. It was a fairly big festival, and Rob was a state. He was just a state, and I got off stage and I was trying to impress her. Do you know what I mean? And I went up to Coconut Shy, smacked one off one of Cork, and I'm like, there we go, you know, big man here. And she was like, they're pretty hard. I said, well, chuck it there and I'll edit it. She's like, that's really stupid. I said, nah, I'm a tough guy. So she chucks it about 10 foot in air. I stuck nut on it and knocked myself out. Because they are bloody hard, I tell you. They're a lot harder than I thought they were.
Don't do this at home, kids.
That's why I've got a slurred speech.
Probably quite a few times I've been, we used to have a free bar at work. First couple of days in, it's free bar, a place in York, like one of these trendy bars. All the tables had centerpieces of like lilies. And I'd made the most of the free bar. And for some reason, by the end of the night, I was trying to impress people by eating all these lilies in the middle.
Is it like lilies that are poisonous to like dogs and cats and stuff?
They're probably poisonous to humans, but nobody told me that. So end up eating all them. I fell asleep in a nightclub, got rugby tackled through the fire exit doors. 8 o'clock in the morning, Mrs. like nudged me. Oh, you're at work. I said, I can't drive, obviously. So she took me to work, got in, sat down at my desk, and like monitors are just moving up and down. I can't see how that.
Most rock and roll thing you've done, eating flowers.
Yeah. And they ended up spewing up in the toilets, and it was like, you know, the pollen from the lily. The whole room was just covered in orange. Came back, and it's all over my face, and I got sent home from work.
Worst Leeds United owner?
Not Cellino.
What did you make of that era?
Dross.
Just bad, wasn't it? It was just bad and mad.
I seemed to be going to a lot of home and away games then as well, because they were getting about 16, 17,000 then, I think. And Michael Brown in midfield, and oh dear, it was just a long ball, wasn't it? It was awful. But I had a great time, like, because it was quiet, you could get a ticket and stuff. And
in many ways, even like the League One era was fun in its own way.
Oh, I loved it.
Because of that, wasn't it? Because it was a different experience.
The -15 and stuff, all the fans got behind him and stuff. And
well, when you compare it to like how sanitised the Premier League is now.
I hate it. I preferred it in the Championship, to be honest. Just proper football.
Is that why you're crying when we stayed up? we'd go down.
It's too corporate. It's all based around Sky and what time. Mm. They're all played at weird times and stuff. With the Championship, they all play at the same time. You know what's going on in the other games and stuff. And it was just proper football and none of this VAR rubbish and stop start.
I've got a real hatred of the Premier League anthem. That for me just is kind of the cherry on the icing that symbolises everything that's wrong. Get rid of it.
I wouldn't recognise it either.
Because you're always putting mags in your car, aren't you? And stuff.
That's true.
Because it has to be started at exactly the moment the ref wants it started. It always cuts off the end of marching on together. Somebody needs to work out some back timing when they're starting the music so we can have a nice sing song.
Yeah, I know Ridsdale came to the hospital when the lads had been stabbed and gave his credit card to the hospital. So that was a good thing that I heard from a good friend of mine, Gareth. But yeah, we'll go with Ken Bates with that one.
That's a tough one with Bates and GFH. The thing with Bates is you sort of knew what he was like, but with GFH, it felt like they were potentially a saviour from Bates. Mm. And I think in more ways than one, they probably turned out...
They compounded the problem,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah. Sort of a false hope, made it worse.
Funniest member of the band?
Me, obviously.
Go on.
Well, Miles, our drummer, is very, very... Well, he's just very quiet. Johnny, our bass player, is super serious. And Skaz is pretty serious as well. And, well, I mean, I don't want to say I'm funny, really, but it's just like the best of a bad bunch. Do you know what I mean? Personally, I think I'm really funny, but no one else does, so...
I'd say Rob. Yeah, Turnbull probably thinks he is, but bad jokes.
You're right, there.
Yeah.
Favourite Leeds match?
It's either Arsenal away, when Viduka scored a couple of times, I was there, or Derby County at home. Boy, you got that last-minute screamer.
4-3.
Oh, unbelievable, that. Mm-hmm. 3-0 down at half-time and just thought, what is this?
It was my favourite game for a lot of years, was that. I started watching a similar time to you, so it was that. I didn't know that could happen. You'd been 3-0 down and winning 4-3. It was like, this is what it's about.
I think Jimmy come off the bench. Jimmy came on and he transformed the game.
Mm. Did he score a penalty?
Yeah. Like Jimmy, he was one of my favourites as well, Jimmy Hasselbank.
He was a bastard, wasn't he?
Oh, he just used to moan all the time. Used to moan at Rod Wallace all the time. But
he was a shit diver as well. He used to quite like enjoy how bad he was. You could see it coming a mile off when he'd go past someone and he's trying to get his big ass on the floor.
Probably get them all now, though, wouldn't you? That's the thing. Mm.
Favourite Leeds match. I mean, I did love the Millwall when we came back and won 3-2. 2-0 down and then to come back, just amazing. Amazing season. Just fantastic.
Arsenal away when we had the penalty at Snodgrass.
The FA Cup. Was that the FA Cup game?
FA Cup, yeah. Yeah, the Snodgrass gone, obviously. I think it was Walcott that dived at the end. And that was just a great day and felt like a bit of a lift from everything else that had been going on.
Yeah, that was that League One as well?
I think it was League One.
Yeah, we might have been promoted. I think it might have been the first season in the Championship. Yeah. I remember that. I was at that game and I remember outside the ground there's communal toilets and just seeing Arsenal fans disgusted at Leeds fans pissing in sinks rather than queuing. It's like their nice new ground and we just turned up and they were like, oh my God.
Careful with this one, but what's the worst thing you've had in your mouth?
Be a hot sauce of some kind. It was a foul. I had a foul for a bet. No rice, no damn bread. It was just, we'll pay for your beers if you have this foul. And it was like battery acid.
Did you finish it?
I finished it. They're like, whoa. And then I had to go outside and throw up because it literally burnt my stomach. It was that bad.
Did you get anything for winning the bet though?
Well, I just paid for it. So it was a bit of a worthless bet, really.
Thinking food, creature, body parts.
Christ.
Oh, I'd say ghost chilies. After Lily's ghost chilies.
Chilies and lilies. It's the only things that rhyme with illy.
Yeah. Not necessarily in mouth, but when I just swallowed it, the pain in my stomach afterwards. We did it at work again as well, so there's a work theme going on here. Yeah.
What were the lilies actually like?
I can't remember. Not very pleasant when I came back up.
Which Leeds player do you wish you'd been?
Alan Smith at time. I used to bleach my hair like him when I was younger.
Without the broken leg?
Yeah, without the broken leg. I loved him. And him or Pontus Janssen, cult hero.
Do you think we miss Pontus?
Yeah, I think we do. I think he got the crowd pumped. I think he played a major part in the whole rejuvenation of Leeds United. He got the fans' bums back on seats. He got a bit of belief. The atmosphere was brilliant. He was there. He was doing fist pumping to the crowd. The old Head in the Brick song. And they needed that at the time. He was the perfect fit. He was solid. He was absolutely solid. And he was very... He's kind of like forgotten now. And he played a massive part, I think.
Well, I always had a thing for Alan Smith, really. And when he was in his peak, you know, just definitely wanted to be. Plus, my surname's Smith and his is as well, so...
He broke our hearts, didn't he?
Yeah. At the time, it was great, but he let everyone down, really. But, you know, when he was playing for Leeds, I wanted to be him because, you know, I was a few years younger than him, so... Not many years younger than
him. Could identify with him, though, couldn't you? I think that was the thing.
Yeah, that's the word of thinking, Michael, yeah.
Again, similar age, so you get that thing where you're like, he's almost me on the pitch, apart from he's actually decent.
Batty, David Batty for me, just a no-nonsense, get stuck in.
How do you feel about Marcelo Bielsa?
Love him. Just that style of football. I think someone put a clip the other day on their Twitter of, who were they playing? Stoke City, the first game of the season.
Yeah, it's been doing the rounds, hasn't it?
The passing. And they played him away in that goal that Dallas scored. And
yeah. That's one of my favourite goals of that whole era.
I've never seen football like that. I mean, even like the 99 O'Leary team, 2000, some great football, but not like that.
It was quite a lot of kick and rush, wasn't it, we discovered when we went back and watched it. There was just a lot of high
intense,
tempo.
But it was a bit basic at times, wasn't it? It was fullbacks just kicking it down the line and stuff. But yeah, what Bielsa did. And with players who we thought were shit, basically, a few months before.
They were mid-table championship, weren't they? And then transformed to Premier League and were going and... beating Man City's, giving Liverpool a game. Yeah, he's a legend in my eyes.
And Jesse Marsh?
Kept us up. Said he would. It's a fair play, but some of that football towards the end was Crystal Palace game. Atrocious. So hopefully, if he gets the plays he wants, we'll see what happens. So, fingers crossed.
Honestly, I love the man. I love him deeply. And when Leeds played York in a friendly, he actually met my son. He was only about 7 at the time and his lead shot on and I was like, excuse me, Marcelo, please can I get a photograph with you and my son? And he's like, yeah, and I'd really treasure it. And also he was very kind in, because I sent him a t-shirt and some music of ours. He was very kind and got back to us and gave us a really in-depth thing about music and how it's similar to writing music as it is to playing football. It was a really, a touching thing. We got a letter from Marcelo. It's really nice.
I don't think I can articulate how I feel, really. I see a lot of things on Twitter where people say, well, what has he won? What has he won? But you don't get stadiums named after you. You don't get streets named after you. It's probably won the eternal gratitude of millions, well, probably millions, you know, Chile and Argentina, Leeds, Marseille. I don't know. It's just it's too much that I can put into thoughts. But
I like the fact that you kind of, in a way, he hasn't won that much. So you've kind of got to look beyond that. So you only understand it if you understand it. If you
know, those that know, know.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's the perfect way of describing it. It's not. It's like having kids. You don't know what it feels like until you've had it, until you've experienced it, rather.
Who do you love more, Marcelo Bielsa? No, never mind. Who's the best member of the band?
Me. No, our drummer Miles.
Why? What does Miles do? Keeps it all together? Is he the glue that holds it together?
Yeah, because he don't drink, so he has to put up with our nonsense.
Oh, God.
I don't know what he thinks when he's driving back. Some of the
is
rubbish.
He your designated driver then?
Yeah. And he loves it. He never moans. He's always on time. He gives us lifts. And yeah, we've put him through hell, to be honest. So he deserves that accolade, yeah.
Well, I think Skaz does a cracking job, really, because bearing in mind, when we started, it was me and Johnny, and we had our friend Tom on the drums. We didn't have a singer. And being a singer, for me anyway, is the hardest part of the band, because you can't really teach someone to stand in front of loads of people, look them in the eye and sing. You've got to either be really talented or really dumb. Do you know what I mean? Because it's such a difficult thing to do. So we literally bribed Rob to do it. And fair play to him, he's had the guts just to get up and do it. So I think that's quite a special thing.
Is he talented or dumb?
He's one of them lads that everyone hates because, like, he can just pick anything up and be good at it. Do you know what I mean? Like, people like me have spent 15 years playing guitar, I'm still rubbish. And he just walks in, has no singing lessons or anything, and just sings in a band. So he's obviously got talent, but you've got to be daft to get up and sing, in my opinion, so.
I'd have to say Miles, drummer, because he doesn't, he sort of stays out of the limelight, but he's the one that kind of keeps, he's keeps it all going. He's the one that brings the beats, obviously, well, literally brings the beats to the band,
And doesn't drink as well.
Doesn't drink, yeah. Doesn't do anything stupid and make us all fall out all the time.
So is he like the dad of the band?
Kind of, yeah. But he won't tell us what to do. He'll just go along with it. So that's probably that's all the more reason why he's probably the best member. Yeah.
Final question.
Yeah.
Number one album or win the Premier League?
Number one album, because it only comes around once. That you've got years, you can win the Premier League.
And we're going to do it loads, aren't we?
Hope so. We'll get some money.
I'll win the Premier League any day of the week. This is just a bit of fun for us. I can't believe we're on the Square Ball podcast. Do you know what I mean? This is honestly, this is brilliant. And to get a top four, it'll do for me. You know, yes, I've Leeds win it Premier League 100%.
See Leeds lift the Premier League trophy, definitely. Yeah. Albums these days, I think back in the 90s and stuff when there was no streaming, I think it was worth more then. I'm not trying to devalue it, but when you've got streaming, you've got pop music that's churning out records. And the charts, it's not just physicals, it's obviously yeah. Streaming and all that. I don't think it's as valuable as it was. So
yeah, and it's not fun of a number one algorithm, is it? Well, if you're selling a million albums, so Premier League trophy.
And I've got a Blackburn mate who always says, "Have you won the Premier League? Have you won the Premier League?" And you say, "No, we won it. We won the title,
the real one,
the real one." It's like, oh, it's not the Premier League. So if we won it, then it was just
you shut him up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, thanks for coming on. It's been good.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure. And honestly, people like yourselves are the reason why we're doing so well today. So thank you very much.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.